VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube.
Welcome to CNN 10.
Good day, listeners. It's time for our news briefing.Taliban claims total control over Afghanistan. The Taliban quickly took control of Afghanistan as the United States prepared to withdraw its military last month. However, an anti-Taliban group in Panjshir, which is located in the north of the capital of Kabul, has been fiercely fighting against the Taliban for weeks. Panjshir is currently the only remaining region among the 34 provinces in Afghanistan where resistance forces continue. And if the Taliban has in fact conquered Panjshir as it claims it has, then it means they now control all of the country. Nevertheless, the National Resistance Front of Afghanistan says the Taliban does not have control in Panjshir. There's fighting against the Taliban all over the province, and that it will continue.Meanwhile, the Biden administration is still struggling to evacuate some 100 remaining American citizens out of the country. The U.S. State Department says 4 Americans have just escaped the country overland. But there are multiple reports saying that the Taliban is blocking other Americans from leaving on planes. Check out today's CNN 10 video for a glimpse of life in Afghanistan under the new ruler.Poor U.S. job growth owing to Delta drag. Lousy, poor, and a massive disappointment. These are some of the words being used to describe the U.S. government's latest jobs report, which came out last Friday and covered national employment conditions in August 2021. A total of 235,000 jobs were added to the U.S. economy in August. And why was that disappointing? Because economists had originally expected that 728,000 new jobs would be added as the recovery continues from all the effects and shutdowns related to coronavirus. 235,000 to 728,000. This major gap is blamed by many economists on the Delta drag, the Delta variant of the coronavirus, which is mainly responsible for most of the new cases in America.For holding back the economy. Building a 10-story apartment in 29 hours. Would you live in an apartment building that was built in just a single day? A 10-story apartment was built in Hunan, China in merely 29 hours. The Chinese company that made this astonishing achievement started with prefabricated containers that were largely assembled in a factory.That's where the windows, appliances, lighting, mechanical, and electrical systems were all set up before they were transported to the building site. A large construction team was able to unfold the walls, stack and connect the containers in just under 29 hours, what the company calls the world's shortest construction period. The company also claimed that this method of construction does not affect the building strength.Although this might attract attention in cities that are looking for housing that can be built quickly and cheaply, critics still hold doubts and concerns. After all, when it comes to the potential risk from the force of nature, safety is always the top priority. And now here's our sentence of the day. The Chinese company that built this started with prefabricated containers that were largely assembled in a factory. Once again,The Chinese company that built this started with prefabricated containers that were largely assembled in a factory. And now let's take a look at the vocabulary words. Number one, prefabricated. Prefabricated, which means materials or parts that have been made in a factory and can be put together.Quickly. For example, prefabricated houses may be cheaper at price, but they could also be greater at risk. Number two, container. Container, which means a very large metal box used for transporting a cargo of goods. For example, a total of 200 smuggled cats were seized by the police in a 20-foot container on the cargo ship. Number 3. Assemble. Assemble, which means to come together or bring together in a single group. For example, you can say, "The Avengers are assembled to protect the world." Alright, that's all we have time for today. Folks, I can't tell which is more dangerous. Living in a prefabricated house built in 29 hours or the Delta variant. One could send you to God instantly without pain, you just don't know when. While the other could take your breath away day by day, torturing you with a suffocating death. Stay safe and may God bless you all, dear listeners. This is Ken Miao, and I'll see you guys again next time.